to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
We're joined today by Tracy Hicks. Tracy is the founder of All Things Real Estate, a national leader in contemporary real estate supply and design. An agent herself since 2005, Tracy went on to open Dwell Realty in 2011 in her hometown of Portland. Since 2014, All Things Real Estate has offered agents the very best in ready-made, customized real estate marketing and promotional supplies. Now, let's welcome Tracy to the call as we join our host, Tim Harris.
So listen, this is a really cool show because this is one of those shows that Julie and I are really enthusiastic about, and that this is a solutions call. This is a show where we can give you guys a great option for really, I mean, all your media, all your marketing, all your signage, all your everything. It's one of the questions that we get from every single agent that and joins our program, and we're the fastest growing coaching company in the nation, so I'm told, is the first question we always get is, who should we use for our this, this, and the that's, the media, the marketing, the signs, the postcards, the things that go along with basically enhancing your real estate business? Then they ask about CRMs, and then there's a couple other questions I also ask. But asking about this particular topic is without a doubt the most important question that we have to answer on a regular basis. And for that reason, I really appreciate the fact that Tracy Hicks from All Things Real Estate is our co-host today. So Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
And Julie, thank you for being my co-host, or what would we be, host? Or I'm confused.
But anyway, okay.
Julie's
I'll
also
make it.
Julie was the one that originally. Julie kept on saying, "I keep on hearing cool things about this All Things Real Estate." I keep on, and then Julie would send me little chats, and she'd say, "We got to get this gal on the show. She's got a really cool site. She's got, you know, the prices are really great. The products are really cool." Julie, do you remember what particular, like, who it was client-wise that originally told you about what she was doing and why it was something that was show-worthy for us?
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking that, and I'm pretty sure it was actually Coach Rochelle, who oftentimes coaches our agents on what we call hot-rodding their sign, and as well as making sure their open houses are not just, you know, making the seller happy, but actually very productive open houses and friendly, approachable open houses that get not just the seller results, but of course our coaching clients' results. So I'm pretty sure it was Coach Rochelle, but I've actually heard about it and seen various links floating around on our private Facebook page and lots of enthusiasm for your products. And I, you know, of course, I always take a look and make sure what we're recommending is sound. And I was always impressed by the friendliness, for lack of a better term. I'm sure you've got your own approach. I read a little bit of your bio and how you, of course, have been in real estate. You're not just somebody, you know, of the millions of cadres of people selling stuff to realtors. You actually have walked in their shoes and you know the difference. You know what is approachable and what is just fluff, right?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Julie, check your chat, please. Yeah, so how did All Things Real Estate begin? Tell us a little bit about your background.
I still am a realtor. I'm just not practicing right now. I parked my license for a little bit so I could focus on this 150%. And so I became a realtor 12 years ago. I came in at the height of our market, and you know, I'm pretty sure it was the same everywhere in 2005. Just gotten my license. I was working with an agent, and everything was super fantastic. And then the market did what it did, and so I had two little kids. I was a single mom. It was my first job where it wasn't a paycheck coming in every 2 weeks, and so I really had to think about what else I was going to do, and I didn't want to go get another job because I loved real estate so much. And so, you know, everybody says you have to focus on the business and not, you know, if you have another job, it's taking away from your real estate and you're not going to be successful that way. So I tried to keep all my eggs in my real estate basket, and did a magazine. Actually, it was a newspaper called All Things Real Estate. So I started with that, and I wanted local realtors to have a place to put their open houses and their listings and to market themselves, and we didn't really have a local publication that did that. And so we wanted to also have that out in the community, and I kind of wanted to change the way that people thought about realtors. You know, I hate to say it, but we are salesmen, saleswomen, and we sometimes get a bad rap. We're, you know, sometimes called car salesmen of real estate. And so I really wanted to change that perception so that people really understood how important having a realtor is in, you know, all that good stuff. So that was what kind of started it with the newspaper. And then I've seen the products that we had, and nothing was fun or cute. It was the same standard basic stuff that we've seen for so long. And I really love design and having, you know, really clean and cute stuff. And so I did a few things and then started the Homebuyer Journals. And those were for a client that kept calling me to see houses that were not in her price range or not available or were not even on the market at all. So I was like, I'm going to create some sort of journal or some sort of notebook where you can write this stuff down and then kind of do your due diligence, maybe do a drive-by, see if you like the neighborhood, you know, all that good stuff that we tell our clients before they call. And so I came up with the Homebuyer Journals and thought every realtor needs to have this. And it's a great marketing tool. So we have on the inside cover a place for you to put your business card. And we say it's better than a business card. It's better than just giving them,
Tracy,
a pin.
Tracy, let's talk. But let me just kind of, if we don't mind, because we have, Julie and I wrote down a lot of questions for you based on your.
Yes.
So, guys, listen, here's what she solves. A lot of you guys don't realize this, but you don't really, she's touching on it, but I want to help drill down. You guys have no way of differentiating yourselves in the marketplace. Every real estate agent looks and feels the same. That's just a fact.
Yep.
And especially if you basically buried yourself underneath your broker's brand. And so what Tracy's done, and if you go to her website, it's All Things Real Estate Store. If you go to her website, you guys can essentially get the benefit of her very creative marketing. She said it's cute, it's clean, it's fun, it looks fresh, it feels modern. And you can literally just lock into what she's the marketing that she's already created, and that can become your marketing. That can become your brand. That can become her look and feel can become your look and feel. I don't know how most of the listeners, Tracy, they have no exposure to really what that means. And I'll give you guys an example.
Yeah.
If you decided that you wanted to brand yourselves and you wanted to create, that means you'd have to pick out your own font. You'd have to pick out your own style. Then you have to go find copy editors to write really clever copy for your this, that, and the other. She's done all that for you, and she's done it at an incredibly affordable price. And Julie and I adore it because it's so unique. It feels contemporary. It feels like an actual person is the marketing, because it feels like it has a real personality, which is completely unlike most of the institutional type marketing that we see in real estate. And that's the reason I think you're so successful, is because the stuff is so unique. So as far as your products go, like we have a lot of folks that use 800 Home Hotline and other services, and they need to buy signs. So you do that sort of thing, but you deep dive into like what are your core products? What are the things that people rave about the most?
Definitely the welcome signs. They're 8.5 by 11. They're on a PVC plastic, and they sit by themselves on we call them L-bends. And those have the cute saying, welcome, look around, fall in love and write, make an offer. And so it's just a cute, fun, it's an icebreaker. You know, open houses are tough sometimes when, you know, people already feel like, oh, that realtor is just going to bug me and follow me around and just want to get my information so they can call and email me all the time. So it's a nice icebreaker. The T-shirts are a big one, and those are great for open houses, too. We have T-shirts that say, want to buy a house.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I know, your T-shirts are hilarious. They're so clever. But here from a coaching perspective, this is the reason I like it. It actually reminds me of a coaching story. You know, Julie had this coaching client, and the coaching client was this very introverted gal who would never, ever let anyone know she was in real estate. And she just wouldn't do really anything that would generate a transaction. But she did love animals.
It was quite scary to her.
She
Yeah.
Exactly, it was. And she volunteered at this Humane Society place. And what she did, mm-hmm. she took these dogs out and she'd walk them every day. And this was part of her daily routine. So Julie talked her into basically, and they would, the Humane Society place would make these dogs wear these protective, you know, reflective vests. And so she had the idea, what if I wear a vest too? This was Julie's idea. And then, Julie, do you remember what it was you had her put on the vest?
Adopt me or something like that, or I'm adoptable. And it would cause people to say, well, tell me about, what do you mean you're adoptable, right? So then that would be her icebreaker to talk about the charity work she was doing for the no-kill shelters. She would handle those dog walks. And then that would lead to people saying, well, you can't possibly be doing this for a living. What is it you actually do, right?
Right.
Pausing, it's almost like reverse prospecting. And then that opened the door for her to be comfortable talking about real estate. And the interesting thing about that was within 90 days of doing this consistently, in other words, doing something she loved to do already with a little overlayment of real estate prospecting, she actually got to the point where she had the first 90 days or so, she got to the point where she was 4 pendings at all times for that 90 days. And by the following 90 days, she was up to 8 pendings each month. And, do the math, 8 pendings a month, that's about 100 deals a year. So we went from somebody who was afraid to talk about real estate to very quickly, you know, our next coaching call was, oh, my gosh, now what do I do?
Right.
Nice problem to have, we say, as coaches. So I thought it was awesome.
I'm looking at your T-shirt designs, and these are all, again, very friendly, very modern-looking, and, you know, on your website. And it's simple stuff. Hey, want to buy a house? You know, what could be more direct than that? And these guys, listen, listeners, you should get everyone, if you have teams, you should get all your team members wearing stuff like this. If you have, if you're doing open houses, obviously this is the icebreaker. For those of you who are afraid to start conversations, let her T-shirt start the conversations for you. These are the types of little tiny, when you look to see someone who's really successful or even moderately successful versus someone that's struggling, it's because they've done these little 1% things. You know, they've made their signs a little bit better. They've made their brochures a little bit better. So the T-shirts, I totally understand. So what are the other most popular products that folks gravitate towards?
Definitely the doggy tees. We have the same thing where we have doggy tees that say, want to buy a house, and has a little dog house and a dog on it. And then we have a couple others. One that says, we'll sit for referrals, R-U-F-F, furls. Those are super cute. Bandanas, if your dog doesn't enjoy wearing a T-shirt, we've got bandanas. And also, too, to touch on Julie's point, it's so much easier when people approach you rather than the fear of having to approach people or the fear of having to make, you know, cold calls or those kinds of things. And so that's exactly why we develop these products, is to make marketing easy on realtors in a fun and cute way where it's not so in your face. There's a lot of T-shirts that are out there that are not designed so great or have a whole bunch of text on it. I mean, do you really want somebody reading a paragraph on the front of your shirt? And so you really just want to quick drive the point home, oh, you must be a realtor. So, bringing people to you to ask those questions, just like you said, Julie, when people are, they were talking to her, they were asking her, and that's exactly what we want.
And that, but looking at all your designs, and you guys do custom work too, right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yep. We customize everything. We know realtors really love to have their names on everything, or their logo or their colors. So pretty much everything except for the apparel is customizable. There's different minimums on each product. We actually have just changed some of the minimums from 5 to 2 because there's some things that you just don't need 5 of. But we print everything locally. Everybody's pretty much within a 2-mile radius of where our store is located in Portland. So everything is done here. So welcome signs, you can change the text, you can add your logo, you can use our design and change the color to match your logo and your branding. The yard signs are really popular. And the other thing about our products aren't just come buy a product. We really want to show people how to use them and show them how to use them successfully. Don't just buy a plastic yard sign and put it in the yard. There's other things that you can do to make that successful. And so we're constantly trying to tell realtors, you know, take a picture of that picture or of that sign in front of the house, put that on your Instagram, people will talk about the cute sign, and of course they're going to see the house, put the address of the house. I mean, there's just all these other things. Just like with anything in real estate, you just Julie talked about consistency. You have to do more than just buy the sign. So that's important to us.
Well, so, I mean, Julie's telling me in chat, obviously that those are all ideas that are great for like BombBomb and whatnot too. But I'm clicking around the website, and I'm seeing like agents, you got to go to our website, allthingsrealestatestore.com, and check it out. And go and click on all of her pull downs because she has a lot of, you know, your stuff, your products are really affordable too. That's kind of nice.
Thank you.
And so, like, if you have like a shoe. Julie, I was just thinking about if you and I are still in real estate. Like, she's got a really beautiful sign for telling people to take their shoes off. Julie and I had little signs like this we had to make, and it was please protect the floors that might someday be yours. And Tracy, you can have that. Just make sure we get credit for every time you saw one of those signs.
We would have gone to her site and said, you know, give me one of everything, because, you know, this is different than like buy my widget and all the leads will come to you. This is like stuff that every agent actually needs and should be using and asks us about all the time. This is like almost required support material. One of the things, though, that I thought was really cool you've created is these testimonial props.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like you can have I'm pre-approved for a buyer, you know, because that's, when you're buying a house, you're excited, you're talking to everybody. That buyer is probably going to post that on their Facebook page and all that kind of thing. And then when they close, another happy client, you can use that in BombBomb videos, in pictures, advertising, postcards, sold cards. I love those testimonial props. Those are pretty cool. And I think that what you're doing, here's how I look at it. Many agents are so reticent to put themselves out there. You know, we hear things like, well, I don't want to be seen as a salesperson and all that kind of stuff that we work on in coaching. Well, I mean, that's our job coaching-wise, but for some people that's a long path. So what you've done is you've taken some very direct scripts like, want to buy a house, that many agents are not comfortable having come out of their mouth, but you have put it on a hat, you've put it on a shirt, you've put it on their dog, to create that reverse prospect. That's what I love about what your stuff is. It's very friendly and crisp, but it's also almost like secretly direct. So anybody that's really into the DISC stuff, you're kind of covering your bases here and causing other people to ask you how's real estate. And then, of course, our clients and listeners will know how to answer that question. The main thing is get the conversation going. That's what I love about your stuff. So back to you guys.
Yeah. And the testimonial props, too, just a cute little quick background. My last clients that I actually worked with before I stopped realtoring was they actually helped me with the testimonial props. And so I was during their closing time, I had this idea to do them. And she was she actually worked for Trulia. She was running their blogging department. And so she kind of helped me a little bit with the testimonial props. Like, what are we going to call these things? And I know that I want people to hold them up at closing. And so realtors can take pictures of it and give it to their client, and then their client can put it on their social media and say, I just closed on a house. You need to use my realtor. They were fantastic. So, you know, again, there's a lot of thought that goes into our products. It's not just, oh, what can I sell to realtors? There's a reason behind pretty much every single one of our product. And then also, before I forget, you guys are talking a lot about, you know, letting people know you're an agent. We have these signs that we call I'm an agent sign, and that's exactly what these are. They're little plastic signs that say, I'm a real estate expert. If you have questions, let me know. So when you're working in the coffee shop or when you're volunteering at the shelter and you're doing the table booth, you know, you can set that out. Again, it's another – well, when you're at the coffee shop and you're at the computer, it's not that subtle because you want people to see it and read it and come and talk to you. But there's also some laptop decals and things like that that, you know, you might have that laptop decal on your computer and you'll forget because you're working on writing an offer and somebody in the coffee shop is like, oh, you're a realtor. So again, another, not maybe not so subtle, but subtle way of letting people know
Tracy,
you're a realtor and that you're approachable.
I'm looking at right now. I'll tell you this. I'm just clicking through your site. There's so much stuff I love. And listeners, you got to go to our website, allthingsrealestatestore.com. But you have this phone card holder, and I was just thinking, it's so freaking cool. I mean, I'm a dork, so I don't, you know, maybe this is not that cool, but I think it's cool. Guys, it's this phone. It's this thing that sticks to the back of a phone, cell phone, and it says, "Want to buy a house?" And inside of it, it's holding business cards. So if you were at Starbucks or whatever, you could just leave that sitting out, and people would read it, and that would be a conversation starter. And right above it, I really love right above it too. It's so stupid because it's such a freaking awesome idea. These gorgeous coming soon yard signs. I mean, these signs are—they're like—they're really cool, and they're going to get attention, and people are going to pay attention. Yep. You know, I remember back, and Tracy, you sold real estate as well, but I remember when Julie and I were selling real estate, and the question that you always were fearful that a seller would ask you is, "What makes you different?" Right? Why would I want to list with you? Just be focused on sellers. And if you have your business, if you've made it so all your moments of truth, every time someone comes in contact with you. Has the feel of the stuff that basically you're making available to real estate agents. In other words, if the sign is really nice, if the coming soon sign is really nice, if all the little places where they come in contact with you feels different and unique, they will never ask the question, why should I list with you? What makes you different? Because you have already answered it because you are different. And that's the cool thing about your stuff is it's turnkey. Instantly, an agent can basically lock in. Guys, look, you can go start buying your signs from her. You can buy all your collateral stuff. Again, click on our website. You'll see a billion different ideas. And to Julie's point, which is really, I think every one of you guys listening will love this. This is all of her stuff is designed so that the person reading it is going to initiate the conversation, so you don't actually have to prospect them. You know. So Tracy, was that an issue for you when you were selling real estate, having to ask people for business, and this how it got your mind working?
Yes, for sure. When I first got into the business, I actually assisted another realtor, and so there are pros and cons to that for sure. I needed it because I needed income, and so that was great, but I also didn't work on my own business. So once I had to cut that umbilical cord, he's my business partner. We own Dwell together, so we're really good friends. But when I had to go, like, okay, I got to do this on my own. This is why I became a realtor. And I was so used to business coming my way because he had built-in business. He had already been a realtor for a long time. And so I had to kind of relearn that myself. And I'm also not that great. I'm a talker, but I'm not that great at approaching. So I definitely had to come up with other ways. And Facebook was just coming up. And you didn't want to be too annoying on your posts all the time about real estate. But, you know, there's that balance. You have to post it enough so that people don't forget you're a realtor. And then they go buy, you know, your cousin buys a house from some other realtor that, you know, that kind of thing. So, it definitely was a thing for me, and I just wanted – this is just so much more natural and organic, and everything I do is organic, and, you know, when I open a business or start a business. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looks like. And I like how you have different collections. Julie just chatted me something. Longtime listeners will be familiar with what we refer to as secret agent syndrome. Julie described that and how this cures that problem.
SAS, secret agent syndrome.
Yes.
The fear of talking about real estate, the fear of being put on the spot, what makes you different.
Yeah.
So I really think All Things Real Estate is the cure for SAS. So for all of our listeners, you know, and there's differing degrees of this syndrome. Some of them are absolutely paralyzed by it. Others of them, it happens to them when they're maybe out of their price range or their area, or it's a different type of lead than they're used to dealing with. So if our listeners, if you guys have any level of secret agent syndrome, you got to get to her website. And I think, Tim, you guys need to talk about some discounts that she's offering for our podcast listeners as well as our Premier coaching members. And I'll toss that back to you because I've got to go get ready for that Premier class. So, and thank you, Tracy. I've got to scoot. Nice job.
Thanks, Julie. Right,
so,
nice meeting you.
So, Tracy, guys, listen, here's the bottom line. for your entire real estate careers, you'll always need what Tracy's selling. You'll always need signs. You'll always need collateral. You'll always need home brochures. You'll always need things to keep your you and your staff and your brokerage looking and feeling different. One of the greatest challenges you have is most everything out there looks and feels exactly the same. Tracy's going to give your marketing a real personality, and she's not going to charge you tens of thousands of dollars to help creating it. A lot of you guys spend a lot of money on branding. She's done it for you. A lot of you guys spend a lot of money trying to think about little ways of making yourself different in the marketplace. She's done it for you. Think how much more confident you're going to feel when you go on a listing presentation. You can show the seller what makes you different. They're going to immediately fall in love with just the look and feel of Tracy's products, and the seller's going to attribute all the creativeness to you. So there you go. Saves you a lot of effort. So, Tracy, tell our listeners how they can engage with you. And tell your dog to shut up, and then tell him what they
know, right?
Basically.
He's tight. He's wearing
right.
his doggy tee, though. Quit.
Well, make it. Can you give him a little tighter one so he doesn't bark as loud?
Yes, exactly. Chihuahuas. Yes, discounts. So you guys are giving a discount away to your listeners. It's 10% off, and the code is Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. And then your premier folks, are those people listening as well?
Yes.
Okay, so your and then your premier, your members, if you are a member, you get a 15% off discount. And I'll let them tell you what that is in your membership, because obviously if I say it now, then everybody will have
yes,
that, right?
That's right. Thank you. Right. Gina was just barking at me in chat telling me to make sure. Okay, so, okay, got it. So Gina just told me that the code is on the private Facebook page. So Premier Coaching members, go to the private Facebook page, basically, and there's the discount code. And then go to our site and check it out. Have a cup of coffee in your hand, guys, because you're going to be on our site for a while because there's so many cool things that you're going to want to add. I'll never forget the feeling of being a real estate agent and knowing you had something different, something that made you different in the marketplace. And that's what your marketing does, and it does it at a very affordable price. Tracy, you're obviously a wonderfully creative person. I'm really glad you decided to focus on helping real estate agents differentiate themselves in the marketplace and finally answering the question, what makes them different in the market. So for that, I really appreciate it. Anything else you'd like to say to our listeners as we round the bend on today's show?
You know, congrats on being a realtor and good luck and, you know, focus. A lot of times realtors, it's a hard job. You're working 24/7, and I didn't realize how hard of a job it was until I wasn't doing it anymore. And, you know, I commend everybody. And I think, again, that's why I love doing this, and I'm excited that I get to continue to do something that I love and work with realtors. But the realtor community is really important to me, and I think that, you know, we're all co-op agents, and so these are all things that, you know, gets realtors talking to each other as well. We tend to forget each other when we're you know, working so hard for our clients. So yeah, I'm excited to be helping anybody, and we love, you know, interacting with our customers. So if you have a question, we have Facebook chat, and we have you know, we get back to our emails very quickly, and we get ideas from our customers all the time. Hey, actually the pop sockets on the phone and the business card holders were actually realtors' ideas. Our customers were like, "Will you please
do this?"
And yeah, so
you
know,
we get
Tracy, ideas
you
from
have,
our
you
realtors
have a
all the time.
You have a similar problem in your business as we have in ours, and here it is. Our members don't like to tell their marketplace that they use us because they don't want their competitors using us for coaching.
Anybody else. Right.
That's right. And you're going to have the same problem because people are going to want to go to your website. Listeners and members are going to go to your website. They're going to fall in love with your stuff. They're going to buy your stuff, and then they're not going to want anybody
not
else to like touch you.
So,
right. I mean, so it's a nice problem to have because people are going to be very loyal to you, but at the same time, I understand what you're going to be dealing with.
Right. We just got to keep creating so we have so much for everybody.
There you go. I like that. So, listeners, there you go. You always ask us where you should go to buy your collateral for your business, where you should buy the foundation products for your business. We just told you. Go to allthingsrealestatestore.com. Members, you get a premier members, you get a 15% discount. Everybody else, you get a 10% discount.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the site, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, relax, click through all the things that she has for sale, and you'll have the same experience that we did, where basically you'll have a lot of fun, and you'll realize how much more energetic, motivated, and excited you're going to be to do that that open house, to, you know, go do those things and put the word out. Guys, take our coaching and take our advice and use Tracy's products and go out there with the mindset of service. Go out there, let people know that you're a real estate agent and you want to help them buy or sell a house. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Put the T-shirt on. Put the little tag on your, you know, tabletop while you're at Starbucks. Do all those things. And all those tiny little things that you do every single day will add up to transactions. And you'll laugh at yourself for never having been more proactive in the past. So, Tracy Hicks, I really appreciate you being my co-host today. Have a fantastic day, everyone. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.